Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
An Erios production.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. 90 Day Fiancé Slumber Party. I love you guys. I'm so inspired by you.
Hi, Melissa. Hi, Allie. Hi, Rachel. I love you, and thank you so much for following Michael and I. We appreciate you so much.
Hey, everybody. This is Paul and Carini.
This is the 90 Day Fiancé Slumber Party.
With Allie, Melissa, and Rachel.
It's the best podcast slumber party I've ever seen. Actually, it's probably the only one I'll watch.
Keep inspiring and, you know, live your best life.
Allie, Rachel, Melissa, my number one girls. Oh, by the way, y'all are young. Do y'all have an egg? I can tote it. I just need your egg. Love you.
Hello and welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Slumber Party, your least favorite 90 Day Fiancé podcast. I am Allie Siegel.
I'm Rachel Fisher.
I am Melissa Stettin.
Very exciting news. It's finally been released that the next season of 90 Day Fiancé is going to be coming out December 6th.
Woo!
Yay!
Thank God.
Thank God.
Would you say, seriously, Allie, that that is the biggest news in America this week?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Is that there's a new season of 90 Day Fiancé?
I can't think of anything else. There's a new Bachelorette. No.
Oh,
there we go. Yeah, that's probably the two big reigning things.
I think
a few of us got haircuts. Other than that, I don't think there's really been anything going on in the news.
No.
Not a single thing. Before we get into that, there's two things I want to discuss. One was we got sent.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so in last season of 90 Day Fiancé, the couple,
Erica and Stephanie.
Yes. They went to go get their titties sculpted on a first date.
Yeah.
And the woman who owns that place that they went to is a listener of the podcast. And we are so lucky. Thank you so much. She sent us a kit for each of us so that we can make plaster dioramas of
dioramas. I'm gonna have a diorama of my tits.
It's like
in
a sixth grade product of our own bodies. So I'll do one of my breastises. I'll drop your guys's off this week. I'll chuck them out the window while I'm still driving.
Just throw them in the front yard. COVID.
And we will make plaster molds of ourselves, and we'll put it up on the Patreon.
Allie said she's gonna show tit.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, I'm bored as hell, guys.
Okay.
I recently put up a nude on my close friend's Instagram stories. Like, I'm there. I'm at that point of I'm at that point of a quarantine. So on that note, join our Patreon, patreon.com/90dayfiancéslumberparty to get some footage of that. Also, we got a great letter, a reader message. Last week we were talking about Colt selfies. And we were talking about his selfie in front of the Tesla. And apparently on the back of a Tesla, on the back of the Tesla, there's an Uber sticker. Colt might be renting that Tesla to drive Uber in. So maybe maybe he's driving Uber XL or whatever in that Tesla for money.
I think it was his Uber driver's Tesla.
Oh, yeah. That's probably more likely.
Because one time I got picked up in a Tesla, and that was the only time I've ever ridden in one. And it was so crazy.
It's crazy. I've been picked up in a few Teslas before, and I'm like, this is so much nicer than my car.
Look, I just got rid of my car, you guys. I gave it to Cars for Kids.
Oh, wow.
No,
I got to actually use literally
seven cars for kids.
Right when that song got out of my head, it had been in my head for like the whole week, like since I
ruined it.
Oh my God. Does it finally get out of your brain once you use the actual number?
Yeah.
Like that's the curse.
Once the car goes off to the kids, this song leaves your brain forever. Like I'm immune to it now.
Yeah, it's a curse.
That's how you get rid of it. So yeah, that's amazing. Don't worry, Melissa. I'm totally immune to it now.
Yeah, you can sing as much as you want.
I have it. I barely drive anywhere. So like what do people need cars for anymore?
My car was a piece of shit and it wasn't running and the cost. It's one of those situations where
it costs more to fix it. Yeah.
I mean, there's a famous Adam Sandler song, Piece of Shit Car. Mm-hmm. That was my car. So it was like, I just fucking got rid of it. And I'd had it since 2006. It was fucking time.
Oh, wow.
Felt like a weight off my shoulder. I know we got like a mean review. Someone was like, no one gives a shit about your personal lives. You know what? Some people do.
Some people do.
Yeah. Some people, and, you know, this is very relatable. And to those people,
hello.
Yeah, having a piece of shit car, very relatable.
Relatable content. You know, something else that I bet people will relate to is I think that we should just bring back riding around horses all around town.
I would love that, honestly.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun.
Like, can we get like really good transportation in Los Angeles, but also horses?
And also horses.
Yeah, that's all you need. Subway and a horse. You can get anywhere.
Subway and a horse. All a girl needs in this town. So let's get into, I guess, good transition on my part. This coming season of 90 Day Fiancé starting on December 6th. So exciting. There are some couples that we've seen before, some fan favorites, and then some new couples.
Yeah.
I personally...
Asher. He's excited.
Asher's excited as ever. It's cool when he just barks at nothing. Like when your dog just stares at a wall and just starts barking,
that's
it's always
the scariest thing. You're like, because you know they're looking when at you a know ghost.
That's when you know the night hag has entered your room.
Cats it's will a ghost look thing. At a wall and like chase things, and you're like, no, kitty.
Speaking of cats, if anyone wants to adopt my foster kittens, please adopt them.
Oh, where can people reach you or see them?
I have four foster kittens. They're all adorable. And you can see them on my Instagram page. I post them in my stories all the time at Childlike Empress. And I always post a link to the adoption center, which is Santa Dor Rescue in Atwater.
They're adorable.
Yeah. So if anyone wants kittens, I have kittens.
That place is right near my new house. Without disclosing too much information. Don't kill me.
It's right next door to my new house. Without saying where it is.
Without saying too much. Okay, so first things first. There's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 couples this season. Yeah, I think so, if I just counted right, which is a lot.
Four new, three returning.
Yeah, so a lot of couples this season. First one is Rebecca and Zied.
So excited.
They're an amazing, amazing couple. Melissa, do you want to kind of like get into your notes and then I'll kind of write down what I wrote and we can all kind of share around?
Yeah, so there's the trailer for the new season. And
yes,
in the trailer, it shows Zied revealing a tattoo that he got.
Yeah, his arm gets fully tatted, which is interesting because I feel like last season he and his family were admonishing Rebecca for having tattoos at all, saying women shouldn't have tattoos and it's like overly sexual and stuff.
Oh, how interesting. Okay.
Right. Remember when she wanted to wear like a short sleeve shirt out to dinner and he was like, no, you can't. And she was like, ugh.
Yeah, she took off her jacket at that club or something, or when they were getting drinks outside, and that guy like looked at her, and Zied almost started a fight with him.
He almost kicked his ass.
Yeah, it's a whole deal. But now Zied's in the U.S. of A., and it's the
tables have turned.
Tables have turned. It's party time.
Also in the trailer, Rebecca says she's working overtime to support her and Zied because he can't work.
Fuck.
Okay. So yeah. I have something to say about this, though, that I'm confused about. So Rebecca was
he works so much work.
he works so much work. She was a private detective or something, right?
Right. Private investigator.
Yeah.
It was like a part-time gig for her, though, right? like for fun.
Yeah. Like, I don't even think she really might have had her full license or something. I feel like she like assisted that woman who did have her license. But I was looking at her. I couldn't find what she really does for a living. I was looking at her Instagram and it looks like she just started a t-shirt company.
Oh, well, she was a restaurant manager.
Oh, so maybe she's still doing that.
That's what it says in her bio from a while ago.
Because she's just started a t-shirt line called Gypsy and Jagger.
Oh.
And it's very like when like Kristen Duty or whatever from Vanderpump Rules started a t-shirt line, or like when you get a little bit of fame or like fans and you're like, I'm going to start designing t-shirts now.
What do the t-shirts look like?
So they're all, Oh,
so it's like Rolling Stones iconography.
So there's like this weird one. It's just like a white t-shirt with that
Isn't
on
that
it.
Like then copyright?
Wait a minute. She has a shirt that says, I'm here for the Wrangler butts. Like as in Wrangler jeans.
I think so.
That's so specific.
So specific. Also, I think I know a little something about that font she used for Wrangler. So see, the Wrangler font is written like in rope.
Yeah.
That's like the old school Wrangler. Like,
yeah,
like really old school Wrangler, right? That's like not even that 70s font.
Yeah.
It seems like it's older than that even.
I actually don't think that that font is reproducible. Because let me tell you why. Because I found that font and I bought it and it said you can use it, but it's not for, you can't use it for like reproduction purposes.
Only
and I used
use.
It anyway on some of our web crawlers merch because I was like, who's going to sue us? Like, no one's going to find
know?
It. But but it looks like she's using it. So,
okay. Stolen font so t-shirts.
So she has her stolen font t-shirt company now, I guess.
Okay. Good
cool,
for her.
Good for her. So I guess maybe she's doing restaurants, making t-shirts, and it looks like she's also doing Instagram ads.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, they all, you know, I notice so much now that cast members, they have that thing on their stories, like the swipe up.
Yes.
Now I notice it all the time. Like they
all
do
clickbait.
That. It's all just clickbait that the clickbait websites pay them to post that. I mean, that really is such an easy cash grab.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like such a, like the obvious answer to making money after 90 Day Fiance is to do anything where you can monetize your followers. On Instagram.
Right. Well, it's not like you're like going on a reality show because you have some sort of skill or something like that, you know? So like the only thing you can do is sell the fact that you have followers if you happen to have any after, you know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, like people who are lucky to have their own small businesses like Marcel and Anna, where they have, now she has this platform where she can promote her honey.
That's good.
Once again, I said this on my friend Cara Berry's podcast, Everyone But Mine, and I'm sure I've said it on this podcast, but I want to reiterate that Tanya dropped the fucking bag. She fumbled the bag by not opening up her little Etsy witch doctor site.
Oh, that's so true.
Hello.
Crazy. That's so true. Yeah, that's
so stupid.
She
wouldn't need to be hounding St. John to get a job if she would have like actually put those skills to use, right?
Yeah, what a huge missed opportunity.
Well, she was too busy dancing that whole time.
All she had to do was sell some bullshit little bundles of sage with some string. Seriously.
Yeah. Snooze, you lose.
Yeah. So allegedly she was a restaurant manager. Okay.
Yeah, apparently. So Rebecca and Zia, they met in 2018 on Facebook. And I don't remember this from their season, but Zia's profile said he lived in Lafayette, Louisiana. But he's actually from Tunisia's Lafayette province.
Oh, my God.
And so that's why
so funny.
Rebecca saw him on like People You May Know because she was in Georgia and was like, oh, he's in Lafayette, Louisiana. And he's actually in
Tunisia. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
And then he's the one who had her face printed on a t-shirt.
Yes.
Didn't he wear that to the airport too?
Yes. He wore that to the airport.
And then I think, like, if I remember correctly, she made one with his face on it too and like wore it to pick him up at some point or something. I think
Probably.
There was some, she did the same thing at some point.
It sounds like something. Well, she does make t-shirts now. So it sounds like something she would do. Yeah. And then, so she was married 3 times and her third husband was actually from Morocco. She got him a visa to come to the US, but he was just using her, so they broke up. And then she was still legally married to him while she was dating Ziad, so he was like super angry about that. But then he proposed anyway.
I also think he was the previous Moroccan husband was abusive, like, or something. Like, they allege that he was bad in some way, more than just using her, it seemed like, overly controlling or something.
There was a lot of drama in their relationship, if I recall. There was also, she was scared to tell him that she had been with a woman before.
Oh, right. Oh, I forgot about that. Yes.
Rebecca, about that too. Rebecca, bisexual icon.
Yeah.
She is. They wear enough leather as a couple. They really do have bisexual vampiric energy.
They wear so much leather.
It's just so much leather. It's crazy. Just like leather trench coats.
Yeah.
You know who doesn't have a Wrangler jean butt is Ziad. He needs to get better pants that fit.
Yeah, no, he does
Those
not.
Pants are too tight. I don't know if he's, maybe we'll see this season if he's gotten better fitting pants.
For the trailer, it doesn't look like it.
No.
You know what? I am very excited to see their relationship dynamic in the States and what's
Yeah, because they've only spent 3 weeks together in person.
Was their season, I'm so sorry, forgive me. Their season was before the 90 days,
it
right?
It was before the 90 days, yes. So she went over there. Yeah, they've only spent 3 weeks together in person. They've been
prior to the filming of this.
Yeah.
So it was enough for Claire and Dale of The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
I read, though, allegedly that Rebecca and Ziad are married. Like, it's already out that they are already officially married.
His K-1 visa was approved.
Right.
Within like 3 months, apparently. It was approved really quickly, like faster than she thought it was going to be.
Yeah. It says Rebecca and Ziad got married in Limpkin County, Georgia on April 19. A representative from the probate court in Cherokee County previously confirmed to In Touch magazine. Yeah, they obtained their marriage license on April 14th.
Wow. Because I think they started filming in like March.
Yeah.
February, March.
Yeah. So they got right to it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, he's got 90 days.
Yeah. And also, I think Rebecca had real jealousy issues. Like, she was a lot like Darcy. Like, whenever anyone would comment on Ziad's page or be like, cute or like looking good, she would actually like reply to people and be like, that's my man. Like, you wouldn't want anyone talking to your man like that. Like, she's a fierce tigress.
I remember that.
Yep. Yeah. And so apparently they're going to live with Rebecca's daughter and Rebecca's daughter's fiance.
Oh, right.
To save money.
Oh, yeah, because they have that house.
Oh,
so
wow.
We'll see how that turns out on the season. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ugh. I feel like Ziad takes gross dumps.
We have some other returning We have three returning couples.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
We got Mike and Natalie.
Should we talk about Mike and Natalie?
Yeah. Rachel, do you want to give any insight into Mike and Natalie, what you think about them as a couple?
Well, first of all, I'm really excited that they're returning because, as I remember, on their Before the 90 Days season, we were left with a bit of a cliffhanger.
Yeah, Mike admitted that she wasn't in love with him anymore.
She couldn't admit she was in love with him.
I feel like even though we had a tell-all with them, I feel like we just left without so many answers.
Yeah.
Like there was, like they started out the season, I wouldn't say they were like a fan favorite, but they were the couple that like, oh, these two actually are in love with each other.
Yeah.
Totally.
It seemed
and
like
then
it would
all
work.
Of a sudden, right. And then all of a sudden shit went downhill just fucking fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She went bananas.
Yeah. She went crazy. She became like a bunny boiler really quick. Like she said all that weird stuff that like about like forcing Christianity on him.
Oh, right. The religion thing.
Yeah. And then Mike loves aliens. Mike loves the show Agent Aliens.
Yeah,
like,
he loves
and
aliens.
Then he also loves bowling. And that's like a huge thing for Natalie. She's just not into how much he likes bowling.
Cause she was married to a rich guy. Before,
yes. Oh, right,
and she would constantly bring that up.
And he's $30,000 in debt. Did he even tell her on that season? Did he even admit that to her? Because that was like a huge plot point.
Remember, she he was finally like, oh, did. I'll get a job. She said she would work.
Okay. So that didn't end up being the big issue that he thought it would be.
No.
Really, it was the religion that ended up being the big
it was aliens.
Point of contention. And it was aliens.
Which breaks up most couples.
Yeah. You guys, now that Natalie's coming to the States, or she came to the States for this season, I'm very excited to see how Bojangles is going to
figure
into all of this.
I'm so excited for Bojangles.
She's going to...
You think you're excited.
You guys, she's going to be living with Bojangles.
Oh,
I guarantee you that Bojangles has not listened to any CDC guidelines and he is at the casino every single night.
Oh, no.
I'm very worried about the COVID transmission inside of this household.
I'm nervous too. Well, that's actually interesting because at the end, if you watch the trailer for the season, at the end of it, like Mike is sending Natalie away.
Right.
So she's hysterically crying in a car and she's like, Mike is sending me away because I'm illegal. So I have to leave. And she's hysterically crying. And then she's like, Mike is a monster. So I don't know.
But she is extremely overdramatic about everything. So like, who knows?
Yeah, who knows what is really the causality behind that. But
Or maybe, like, and we've seen a lot lately, maybe Mike gets the villain edit this season.
Oh,
it's possible.
That would be interesting, right? Maybe we find out some stuff about Mike. Like, you're not as nice as we thought you were last season.
Like Fabian. Yeah. But also we already know that they've been confirmed married also. Like their marriage certificate has come out and they're confirmed married. So that's the only bummer about this season is that there's already two people we confirmed. We know that they make it, that they are married. I don't know if that's a bummer. I guess it's maybe good that we know that they end up together. Mm-hmm. They could break up. Who knows?
Yeah,
but
who knows?
We do know that.
I'm sure they just get married immediately just to like make sure their visa is like valid.
Right. I mean, and there's always going to be drama anyway, because look at Devin and Jihoon. They're fucking going through divorce proceedings now. That's a mess.
Also, I just watched right before we started, I was watching a little bit of 90 Days the Other Way. And I never knew. I don't think that she had a miscarriage. Did you know that?
I haven't. I'm like behind three episodes this season.
Okay. Well, spoiler alert. She got pregnant again for a third time. Like recently, or when she and Jihoon were still together, she got pregnant again and they were going to have the baby. And then she had a miscarriage a few weeks later, but they were going to have a second child together.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, next is Tariq and Hazel. Tariq of Pillow Talk fame is back with his girlfriend Hazel from the Philippines.
Now, what season of Before the 90 Days was he on?
Season
was he
two.
Or one?
They were like
season
forever
two.
Ago.
Yeah,
it feels like it was forever ago.
Yeah, they brought them back with a huge cliff. Well, I don't know if it's huge, but Hazel is bisexual and wants to bring a girlfriend into their relationship.
Yeah.
Like to be in a throuple or to have a threesome?
It wasn't clear in the trailer.
Wow.
Yeah.
It shows them looking through girls on an app and like Tariq being like, she's pretty. And Hazel being like, yeah, I like her. So they're like going through an app looking at girls. And like, I don't know if like you're saying.
I hope it's a
throuple.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be a fun development.
The first throuple in 90 Day Fiancé history.
It's time we bring polyamory to the TLC franchise.
So I love Tariq. Tariq, me too. Especially on Pillow Talk. I feel like that's where he really became a star
so
in the franchise. Like his commentary with his brother is so good.
Yeah.
So I totally like... I haven't been following him at all, like in terms of social media or like his personal life. I had no idea he was still with Hazel. I thought she like was so not into
it. I didn't either. I had no idea.
I 100% thought that they broke up years and I didn't think they lasted whatsoever, which makes me think like, are they just together now? Because, okay, so Tariq got, this is kind of one thing that's stewing around in my head. So Tariq was on Pillow Talk with his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Tariq and Dean got thrown off Pillow Talk.
What? Really? Why?
They got fired real controversial.
So we don't really know the real story.
Oh. Was this something they said?
Okay, so the story is that allegedly people say it's because they made derogatory comments about Tim, saying that, like, Tim was homosexual, and TLC fired them, allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly.
Yeah, but no one really knows the bottom of the story. But Tariq and Dean were, like, the highest rated pillow people on Pillow Talk.
Right.
So I have a feeling that maybe, like, people like Tariq so much that they were like, Tariq, do you want to come back? Like, do you and Hazel maybe want to, like, do something? I don't know. It just feels so weird.
Yeah, but Tariq went on, like, a podcast or something, and he claimed that his brother Dean quit the show because he was jealous of him.
What? Really?
He said... Tariq said he quit out of the blue. His reasons, he said I was copying him and wouldn't let him finish his jokes. Delusional. I said I was cutting him off. Imagine that. He said, either way, they fire me or he quits. So, and he hasn't talked to his brother.
What?
Pillow Talk split up their relationship?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Because apparently Tariq was getting more attention and, like, was funnier. But, like, I feel like they were both funny.
I didn't really watch Pillow Talk except for, like, the 5 minutes before the show started. Yeah. You know how they always have, like, an episode of Pillow Talk? It's just, like, anytime you turn on TLC at night, it's Pillow Talk for some reason.
Yeah.
It's, like, always the show. I feel like that's how, like, 90% of Pillow Talk viewers just see the five or 10 minutes before, like,
that is mostly of what I've seen.
So, like, I don't know, like, their whole journey on that show together.
Well, it's apparently traumatic.
Yeah.
And, like, I had even forgotten when I, like, whenever they started Pillow Talk and whenever they started to be on Pillow Talk, like, I had even forgotten his storyline with Hazel. And then I had to, like, go Google it. Like, wait, what season was he on? And, like, oh, Hazel was the one that put, like, the body pillow between him and her.
Oh, that's right.
She didn't want to fuck him. And then I remembered, oh, this lady did not like him at all, or she was, like, not interested in fucking him at all when he came to the Philippines. Like, and I don't know. I feel like there were so many other batshit storylines season two of Before the 90 Days. They just kind of faded into the background for me.
Yeah. Also, like, wasn't she, like, going to be homeless if he wasn't, like, supporting her? Like, she didn't have an apartment and... he was going back, and then if she wasn't in the hotel with him, she was going to live on the street. So then he had to get her an apartment, and, like, she had gone from, like, one relationship to another, and then she kind of had, like, a secret kid that he found out about. Like,
right.
It was a weird, their relationship was weird. And, like you were saying, Rachel, she wouldn't kiss him. She wouldn't cuddle him.
Right. That's right.
She looked super grossed out by him the whole time, but I guess they're still together. What, like, when was their season? Like, it feels like years ago.
2018, probably.
2018? Yeah.
Maybe 2017. I don't, it was a long time ago.
So, I mean, I guess they're still doing
it. They're still together.
And we'll see what happens. I mean, that's crazy.
His family wanted him to get a prenup. Like, they were very adamant about that.
Is he a man of wealth?
He's a realtor in Virginia Beach.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I guess we'll find out what their relationship status is.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Then we have some new couples. First is Brandon, 27-year-old from Virginia, and Julia, 25-year-old from Russia. Brandon is a Virginia farm boy who's super close with his family. Julia is a Russian go-go dancer.
Yes.
That's hot. As all love stories go.
Yeah.
I guess we have here Brandon's friends saw Julia go-go dancing in a club in Russia. They FaceTimed Brandon, and Brandon was like, yeah, I'm down. Let's do it. He lives on a farm with his conservative parents.
Oh,
it feels like meet the Plathvilles or whatever that weird show is. Like, that's the vibe they give off. They've met twice and he proposed. It looks like there's some sort of pregnancy or pregnancy scare that happens this season with them.
Oh, right. That is in the trailer.
Yeah, so she pees on a stick, and then she's like, there's two lines. What does it mean? And he's like, are you serious? Like,
what?
So I don't know if they get pregnant this season or what happens, but something goes on there with them. And obviously the parents are not happy with Brandon. Brandon and his go-go dancer Russian girlfriend. Do you want to do Jovi and Yara?
Yeah. So there's Jovi. Jovi and Yara. Jovi? It's 29.
I don't know,
New
but
that,
these two crazy names. Jovi and Yara. Jovi and Yara.
Which one is which?
Jovi is the guy. He's 29 from New Orleans, and Yara's 25 from the Ukraine. And they met on an app while Jovi was traveling the world, and then Yara met him, and then she joined him for like traveling. And then after 6 months, she got pregnant. And then Jovi proposed. She filed for a K-1 visa. And she actually had a miscarriage.
Ooh, that's
and And then in the trailer, this guy is just drunk in every clip they show.
Oh, yeah. He's like picking her up at the airport at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And he's drinking whiskey or something out of a Diet Coke can or something out of a Diet Coke.
Yeah, every clip he's wasted and it looks like it's a problem.
Yeah, she's like, are you drinking? It's 8:50 a.m.
And he's like, oh, he's like, whatever. So
they're probably going to be interesting. Also, there is a clip where like his friends, it looks like they're at some sort of bridal party for her or some sort of wedding celebration or pre-wedding celebration. And his friends are like, congrats, Jovi. And he's like, I'm not married yet. Oh, yeah, boys. Like, cool. He seems like he's going to be a real douche.
Look, he looks like a dick.
He does.
Yeah.
He just has this face.
This picture, he's giving off major dick face vibes in this promo picture of him. Not a fan already, but I am excited to see what happens. Very excited.
I like her. Yara seems.
Yeah, she seems cool.
There's always, we'll see. And then there's Andrew. I wisely decided to stop in the direction I was going. Then there's Andrew and Amira. Andrew's 32 from Roseville. Amira is from France. And they met online, but then all we really know about them in the trailer is it appears she's stuck in a detention center.
Oh, so they met online and then they met in person in Vegas. And then I guess she moved here and she's in a detention center.
So is he from Vegas, Andrew?
No, he's from Roseville, California.
Okay. I was like, wow, another person from Las Vegas. This is our first French woman or French person, I should say, on the show.
Yeah.
She seems classy.
She
must be.
I think it's just the accent because she's from France. She kind of looks like, from the trailer, she kind of looks and like sounds like Chelsea Peretti doing a French character.
Oh, that's funny.
Amazing.
Like, she looks like and sounds like Chelsea Peretti playing a French woman who's on 90 Day Fiancé.
That's really funny.
Was like the vibe I got the whole entire time.
It's a good vibe.
After they filed for the K-1 visa and got approved, but found that they must go to great lengths getting Amira into the U.S. during COVID-19 before their visa expires. So maybe that's what held them up. It was Corona stuff.
Right.
She got So maybe she just had, maybe she, in terms of detainment, had to do like a 14-day quarantine or something. Maybe that's what that was.
Yeah, because this was all filmed, I feel like, earlier this year, and that's when it was all, when it first started. That'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah, an extra amount of pressure. And then there, which is interesting because I feel like all the dating shows from this year, whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Married at First Sight, or The Bachelorette, have all had to do their dating shows under quarantine, like strict testing procedures, like, and protocols and things like that. It's an interesting way to do a dating show, really expedite relationships and make them super stressful. And then there's probably what's going to be our final couple, Stephanie and Ryan. Melissa, do you want to get into Stephanie and Ryan?
Well, Stephanie is 52 from my hometown of Michigan.
Whoop, whoop. Woo!
And Ryan is 27. He's from Belize.
I'm just saying, besides Rebecca and Ziad, this is really our only other age, like, big age gap.
Oh, right. Everyone else is close. In, well, Tariq and Hazel are 20 years apart.
But Tariq just seems really young.
He seems young. Yeah, that's exciting.
This is like a baby girl Lisa Angela relationship that we have going on here.
So she met Ryan on vacation in Belize. They showed in the trailer, like, she's talking to him on FaceTime, and she's like, okay, well, how many watches should I bring you?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, boy, here we go.
He says he wants 2 to 3 more. The best part, though, is, like, Stephanie, this 52-year-old woman, is, like, smoking hot. Like, she looks like a real housewife of Beverly Hills.
She look like a housewife.
Yep.
Yeah, she has had a lot of work done. She has long blonde hair, you know, dressed well, looks like she comes from money.
She owns 2 spas.
Yeah,
wow. She seems, getting those treatments.
That's got to be it.
And she said she's never been in a serious relationship.
Damn. At 52?
That's going to be me.
So maybe she's never wanted to be in a serious relationship?
Yes, because she's like, I run 2 spas.
Oh, she's like a
business. That's probably, she's career minded.
Yeah, she's a career woman. So, like, good for her.
It also said that she spoils Ryan with gifts and supports his family and pays his rent and their rent.
Whoa.
Which is a little bit of a red flag for me.
That's a yikes.
It's like, you don't need to be paying everybody's rent. Like,
not the family. Wait till you're married for like a couple years.
Yeah, and then we can get to that.
Then we can talk about it. Yeah.
The only thing that worries me, though, about them as a couple is I don't know how crazy she seems. She seems obviously she's like TV wise. Like, I don't know how good TV she's going to be. Like, everything sets it up to be an interesting relationship, like the age gap, the fact that he's young, she's older, she's never been in a relationship, but like, she doesn't seem like a baby girl Lisa or an Angela type, and like, I don't think she's going to be flipping out or throwing shit, you know?
She's not Southern enough.
Yeah.
She's too Midwestern and nice, probably.
Yeah. No, I think so. So I think that's pretty much it for like the upcoming season. Should we talk about like any gossip that we have?
Sure. I was riveted by Larissa's Instagram stories on Sunday.
Yes.
She's been doing a lot of AMAs lately.
Yeah.
Yes.
And obviously we love to talk about plastic surgery on this show. And she was like answering everybody's questions about her plastic surgery.
She was getting in there.
Yeah. And so I was like really interested in that. And she kept talking about like her stomach, how like she had diastasis,
which is
like after you have a baby and your ab muscles separate.
Oh.
I mean, it doesn't happen to everyone, but like it.
Oh, right.
That happened to her. So like she had to get a tummy tuck to correct that, which I've totally like heard
sure.
that.
Yeah.
Somebody asked her, when you got your lipo done to get a flat stomach, how many areas did they do? And she said, in my stomach, no lipo. I just had lipo of the flanks, inner thighs. She said inner tights and knees. So she didn't actually have any lipo in her stomach.
Oh,
she just had the
flanks.
Tummy.
Are the flanks like your back?
What are flanks?
Fat?
I think the flanks, she's talking about her thighs.
Oh, her thighs.
So it's like the sides of her thighs. So she thinned out her thighs. She did the sides of her thighs on the outer edge and then the inner edge. And then she got lipo on her knees.
Why go on?
I never
knees?
Knew that knees were supposed to look a certain way. I swear to God, like, I remember this is one of my pivotal moments of like what it's like to be a woman is I was reading a magazine and there was like a 3-page article about Demi Moore's knees being wrinkly. And I must have been in high school or something, or maybe even younger. And I was like, oh my God, like they even examine what women's knees look like. Like you have to worry about what your knees look like. It's crazy. I can't believe that's even like a surgery.
I remember like someone I know, like everyone was asking, what's one thing you could change about yourself as a joke? And she's like, I have fat knees. And she's like a model. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, I just hate my knees. I hate my knees. I'm like, knees are something you can hate?
Yeah.
I was just so surprised. I was like, I don't think about my knees. What? Like, should I be thinking about them? What's going on with my knees?
Every single part of your body, you know?
Yeah. That's like the one part of my body I'm never thinking about is how my knees look like.
Yeah, seriously.
But now I will.
Yeah, but now I'm never going to stop. No,
I wouldn't, that doctor, look, we saw that Dr. Smith this past season.
Yeah.
That guy, I'm sure, has no problem with telling women all sorts of insane shit. Like, look, you're supposed to be like, Larissa, your knees are obese. You need to get lipo. Like, he probably said some insane shit like that. And she was like, yeah. I don't want obesity kneesies.
Obesity kneesies.
Yeah, that was like one of the worst doctors I've ever seen. Also, she disclosed that Eric didn't pay for any of the surgery, which I thought was crazy. She said that was production who made her do that storyline, that like Eric didn't pay for anything or something.
Right, I saw that.
Well, now that she's not officially employed with TLC anymore, I feel like she's just going to blow the lid. I don't know how much NDA stuff,
yeah,
but like she has, but I feel like she's talked a lot more sort of candidly lately.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, she has DUI doctor, Dr. Adam on retainer, so she can blow through those NDAs and he'll just figure it out for her.
Lawyer Adam.
And then somebody asked her, do you want to marry Eric? And she just said, no. That's it.
No.
No.
Next question.
I actually think Larissa's tight. Like, watching her Instagram stories are honestly good.
She's funny.
They are good.
They are good.
Do you guys remember she also posted, because I was following, like, okay, look, I was watching a lot of cable news last week, but I was also obsessively watching all of the different 90 Day Fiancé alumni Instagram pages to see like their reactions, because I needed to know. I'm like, who's
that's
happy
smart,
right
actually.
Now, and who's upset?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What did you find out? I didn't even think to do that.
Well, Darcy, the Silva twins were riding with Biden.
Okay, oh, good.
Yeah, they were
surprising
riding with Biden
for some reason. Okay.
So yeah. Was Aniko, because Aniko was very happy about Kamala
good.
Harris.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, cute.
The Silva family was, it was.
Yeah, the family seems, they know what's up.
They're like some Connecticut libs. Like, they were just like very happy about that outcome. But Larissa, the interesting thing was that Larissa had said on her OnlyFans, or on her OnlyFans, on her Instagram stories that if Biden wins, then her OnlyFans will be like free for a day or something like that.
Huh.
She's like, I'll make everything free for like one day. I don't remember the exact stipulations. So somebody posted on Sunday, they asked her the question, Biden won, when is your OnlyFans getting free? And then she just responded, not going to make free anymore.
I love that. That's so fucking funny. That is so funny.
She should do this podcast with us. She has a real similar vibe.
I changed my mind. I changed my
JK.
Mind.
I'm not doing it anymore.
JK. I really think she should do the pod. Somebody said,
amazing.
Somebody said, are you going to move back to Vegas? You don't seem to like Colorado. And she just responded with, I don't like Pet Cemetery.
What?
So I think she refers to Las Vegas as a pet cemetery.
That's a weird nickname that doesn't make any sense. But for some reason, it does make sense. You know,
she's a performance artist.
Somebody said, do you prefer Nevada or Colorado? And Larissa answered, Nevada Pet Cemetery is beautiful, but for people retired. So I think she just thinks it's where like old people go to die.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Oh my cemetery. God.
Then somebody said, what do you mean by pet cemetery?
Yeah. Good question. Now we're getting into it.
My favorite movie is Pet Sematary. I love Victor Pascal, so Colorado Springs, remember me, Pet Sematary.
What?
Then somebody asked, why do you like ugly men?
Sick.
These are good questions.
Those are good questions. Yeah.
This is a hard-hitting question. Mm. And she said, I'm going to do LASIK next week.
Come on, Loris is hilarious.
That's a good comeback, dude.
That is good. Such a good comeback.
That is good.
Then she posted like the Ramones song Pet Sematary, which was actually used.
Okay, well,
film.
Now it seems like she's a little obsessed.
I think movie, favorite Pet movie. Cemetery. It's her favorite movie is Pet Sematary, which I would not have guessed of all the movies.
No.
That's her favorite movie.
I wonder if she likes the original or the remake.
I bet she likes the original because she posted the Ramones song that's used, I think, in the credits of the original.
Yeah.
And then somebody asked her, this is where my mind was just fucking blown out of the water because this I was not expecting even more than that. Somebody said, what's your favorite song? And she said, Tears in Heaven by Eric Clapton.
And then would you know my name? Dun, dun,
dun. She contains multitudes, man.
That's a great song.
Well, the song deeper than we all think.
Favorite song is that?
No, not a million years.
She's deep. She is
that
deep.
Was a very popular song in the mid-90s or whenever the fuck it came out. We couldn't get away from that fucking song. It's a very sad song if you know what it's about.
Yeah.
But I was like shocked and I thought it was hilarious.
Eric Clapton's son fell out a window or something, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's what that song's about.
Yeah, it's sad.
Larissa loves it.
Weird that's your crazy. Favorite song and your favorite movie is Pet Sematary.
Would not have guessed.
Wow, I would love to do like, you know how they have the Vogue or Vanity Fair like 20 questions when they go into someone's house and just ask them questions? I would love to do that with Larissa, like in her apartment, just like walking through her apartment, just asking her 20 questions. It would just be transformative, I think. She also said in, I don't know if it was this a same thread or a different one, that she made more in 2 weeks of OnlyFans than she did doing the whole 90 Day Fiancé franchise and all the spinoffs.
I bet.
Yeah.
Crazy. They don't get paid a lot on 90 Day Fiancé from what we've
apparently not.
Out.
No.
So
that's wild.
I mean, that really blew my mind.
Yeah.
And she also, because she did a whole series too about people were inquiring about like what OnlyFans was and like asking her questions about sex work and things like that. And she was like being super open and super honest and talking about, you know, what she did or what she's doing and what she feels comfortable doing. And I mean, it was really interesting just to like see her like fully embrace that this is what she's doing now professionally and what she's going to continue doing now professionally. It's fascinating.
Yeah, good
but,
for her.
I mean, she's raking it in, man.
Yep, she is. Good for her.
Good for her.
Colt's probably big mad about this. I think he's probably really jealous.
Colt's so jealous
that she's making money because there's no way that Colty is not gonna try and get on 90 Day Fiancé again.
Of course this
is like his career, I think.
Yeah, this is all he has.
Rose of Rose and Ed also got a makeover. I don't know if you saw that.
I saw that.
Wait,
yeah,
Rose did.
Yes
Oh my god, she got a makeover.
She got lip injections and microblading.
Wow.
And it looks like she got some highlights and like some other stuff too. So that was kind of, she looks good.
And she got a new apartment.
Oh.
In the Philippines? Is she still in the Philippines?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
So good for her.
Good for her.
That's great.
Good for her.
Yeah.
This is a little outdated now, but we are looking at the Halloween costumes of the different 90 Day Fiancé cast members, and we certainly don't need to discuss any of them except for Marcel's costume, which he appeared to be like, I don't know what he was, like some sort of Turkish Babadook is I think what we decided that he was.
Yes, he was a Turkish
like
Babadook.
What he was wearing, like a hat. He kind of looked like Smee. From
he looks like fucking Smee. He looks like he's about to like pillage a fucking pirate town. He is in the background of this photo that's supposed to be a photo of like Leo, Anna's son, in Halloween costume, and Marcel is like in the background, like with a sack.
Yeah. He's in a big beanie, a big gray sweatshirt, a sack over his shoulders, and like cargo pants. And
like, what is that?
I can't even tell what's going on in the foot region. I just zoomed in and it's actually unclear to me what's happening there. It looks like his feet have turned into logs. I know that that's impossible. But yeah, we were trying to figure out what Marcel was. We couldn't. If anyone knows Turkish what Marcel Babadook was for Halloween. Yeah, we decided it was just Turkish. What does Marcel think of Halloween? Someone asked, what does Marcel think of Halloween? Anna says, he loves it. He thinks it should last 4 days.
Aww. 4 days.
I agree, Marcel.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I also think that too.
I'm glad they're happy. I'm glad they made it. It was not looking good there for a minute on that season.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the surprisingly happy love stories. More or less. Marcel's still like one of the greatest comedians of our time, I think.
Yeah.
Larissa and Marcel should do a comedy show together or like have some sort of Netflix special.
Chocazoo?
I think would be good. Yeah.
Chocazoo.
And then Melissa, you had some more stuff about.
Well, Anna had her moles removed.
Oh.
Speaking of Anna and Marcel. The three moles on her face. Yeah.
Oh.
And then I was reading about Azin and Nicole.
Oh, yeah.
And I read this article on Reality T about Azin being married to his cousin before he met Nicole.
What?
And that's why he needed all that money. It wasn't for a store. It was for the divorce because he has three kids. This is a rumor. This is a big rumor.
Oh, my God.
But, like, I've read it at a couple of places. So.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't know if that's real or.
Wow.
Because they have a fucked up relationship. Who knows what's going on?
Like, did he intentionally marry his cousin or was it like a Giuliani?
I don't. There's not a lot of info.
Now, did they break up Nicole and Azin or is he still stringing her along?
I think he's still stringing her along.
Yeah, I think he's still stringing her along.
Because she sends him money.
Yeah. I want her back on 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. If anyone should be back, it's them. Yeah. Like, they're who we need to be seeing all the time.
Yeah.
I want a live stream. Like, you know when you send your puppy off to daycare and they do, like, a live stream of just, like, your puppy playing in the pen? Like, I want a Nicole and Azan live stream of just, like, what the fuck's going on there?
I do, too.
Because I'm pretty sure they've never met. Even though, like, I know they have. Like, I don't think that they know
they
each other.
Have they really ever met?
Even though they spent the night in the desert together in the middle of nowhere and rode camels. Remember when she got on a camel? That was high comedy.
Oh, my God.
That whole sequence of them
her walking
desert,
up the hill.
And he was like, move it, fatty.
Yeah.
That was so insane.
You know what's weirdest, though, is that, like, for some reason, riding camels is, like, a theme in reality TV show.
It really is.
Yeah.
They do it in almost every Real Housewives franchise. They always end up riding camels every season.
Yeah, they always go to Dubai and they always ride camels.
I've never seen a camel. Like,
I rode a camel in Dubai.
You did? You went to Dubai?
Well, I went there two years ago when Martin was shooting in Japan. We had a layover in Dubai.
Oh my God.
And we decided just to make it like a 24-hour layover.
Holy shit, that's smart.
And we just like spent 24 hours there, just like went on some tours and we went to the desert and we rode a camel.
That's awesome.
That is so sick.
And it was cool. I never want to go back to Dubai. It's like Vegas, like on steroids. It is.
Really? Oh boy.
It is.
That entices Rachel. You just got Rachel's attention.
I want to go. You know how I feel about Las Vegas.
I mean, it's interesting. I wouldn't want to go again. Like, just
let's
to
be
see
honest.
It in person.
One of my main draws for going to Dubai, to me, like, I would love to see it just because I've heard it's like wild, it's like with all the crazy architecture there. But I really want to fly Emirates and like fly on one of those beds.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, cool. like I would only be able to do that if like Brendan shot a movie or something, right. And like they got me like a business class in the Rider. But like that would
all
honestly gold. Like that excites me.
It's all gold.
It's on the bucket list.
There's a building on top of a building that's, it looks like a ship that's on top of a building. Everything.
Oh
is gold.
My God.
It's just, and then, but you're in the middle of a desert. So like you go up to the, was it the, not the Taj Mahal, the Wiz Khalifa, or the, not the Wiz Khalifa. It's the the tallest building in the world.
I forget what it's called too. Something.
The Chrysler?
The Chrysler building out in Dubai.
It sounds like Wiz Khalifa, but it's, but like you go up to the building and you look out and it's just like you see the city and then there's just sand and desert everywhere. It's crazy.
That sounds really beautiful, but also really intense.
But yeah, rode a camel.
We should do a live show there.
Yeah, our next live show should be from Dubai.
Our one live show, we're doing it in Dubai.
If anyone wants to pay for that,
wants to come.
Please join our Patreon at patreon.com/90dayfiance/slumberparty for our Dubai show.
Our Dubai show.
I think that's pretty much like all we have for really like hot goss. We mostly just got kind of like, and then I guess like one last thing is Karini got lip fillers and her eyebrows done as well.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that's like $14,000 worth of work, or $1,400 worth of work. I don't.
Yeah. How did.
I wonder where they got the money
for that. Who paid for that?
Or did she get it for free to advertise me?
I have a picture in my phone somewhere. Maybe I deleted it, but it was of Paul from one of his Instagram stories. Like, because he does those Instagram stories where he just talks to the camera, like, and says shit. He does those all the time. Oh, here it is. It looks like he's wearing a do-rag made out of basketball shorts and his, like, necklace. So.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Look,
I feel like he's, like, in the Amazon losing it.
I have so many fucking screenshots of Paul from his Instagram stories where he's like going and like saying his manifesto or whatever he's doing.
I'd be interested in a Vanity Fair 20 questions with Paul too.
Absolutely.
We got to figure out a way to like get them on so that we can play 20 questions with them. Like fuck Vanity Fair, man. Like we got to ask
the real hard hitting questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so we'll try to manifest that for this upcoming season, maybe, you know, doing 20 questions with some of these folks. I wonder if we could, well, no, I'm done with Cameo. Cameo has not been working in my favor lately. although now, did you see that you can book Zoom sessions via Cameo with certain people?
No.
Yeah. It's like the new feature they've added where you can like book a Zoom.
That's weird.
Yeah, like you can invite someone to your Zoom meeting. Like you can like invite like Christopher Walken to like your Zoom business meeting.
I don't. That's I can't. That's too weird. That's crossing a line.
No, I'm not interested.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
I think that should probably be about it for a day. If you guys want to follow us, which you should, on Twitter, we are at 90slumber. On Instagram, we are 90 Day Fiance Slumber Party. On Patreon, we are 90 Day Fiance Slumber Party. And that's honestly all I'm going to tell you and all you need to know.
We'll find out next week. Stay tuned
next week for more ways to contact
us. For more information. and our Gmail, I'm pretty sure, is 90dayfianceslumberparty@gmail.com. Yeah. Anyway, I am Allie Siegel.
I am Rachel Fisher.
I am Melissa Stettin.
Bye.
Bye.
Earios. By Acast.
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.